This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. An explosion near the entrance to the international airport of Yemen's southern port city of Aden on Saturday resulted in at least 8 deaths and around 20 injured, according to a senior security source and a medical source to Reuters, but it was not clear whether the incident was an attack. An airport official said a small truck blew up an outer gate to the airport, while a local official and two security sources said the vehicle was carrying petroleum products. That blast was strong and was heard across the city. Nearby residents' windows were smashed as well. Aden is the temporary home of Yemen's internationally recognized government, which has, as a part of a coalition backed by Saudi Arabia, been fighting the Iran-aligned Houthi group for around 7 years. U.S. President Joe Biden says international negotiations with Iran over its nuclear program will resume. Biden commented as he and leaders of Germany, France, and Britain met Saturday in Rome to strategize about getting Iran to return to the talks. The leaders issued a joint warning about provocative steps Iran is taking by continuing to enrich uranium to near weapons-grade levels. Biden is trying to revive a 2015 nuclear deal with Iran to bring it back into compliance with the pact. The U.S. and European Union have reached an agreement to settle their diplomatic rift over Trump-era steel and aluminum tariffs. That's according to the White House announcement Saturday, as President Biden is in Rome attending the Group of 20 summit. The Trump administration had placed taxes on EU steel and aluminum in 2018, as on the claim that the foreign products produced by America